Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the first post-Christmas podcast. Hope you all had a great time. Hope you had a lovely break. And I'm just getting kind of warmed up in this intervening period between Christmas and the new year. But regardless, so much happening, so much to talk about. And I'll try and keep this one on point. But suffice to say, by the way, that there will be more podcasts over the between now and the and 1st of January. So just to let you know. Oh, the other thing to do, please, can you do me a favor? If you're following this, please make sure you follow my Telegram. I believe the description may be below. I'm trying to build up my Telegram group for 2022. That's another little initiative underway. So if you can do that, that would be cool. Sometimes in Telegram, it's a nice, easy way to communicate. Obviously, there are the other methods such as this. There's social media channels. There's the video channels. But Telegram's pretty cool, actually. So give it a check. Check out David Vance on Telegram and join the group. Join the fun. Okay. Today, actually, well, actually, to be honest, Boxing Day, it officially became new regulations. Didn't happen in England. But they did happen in Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. This is despite the fact that the mildest of the mild Omicron variants is doing nothing to change the numbers. We have very few people in hospital in a serious condition because of Omicron. Why is that? Well, because it's the common cold. That's why that is. And the NHS is under no more pressure than it's normally under. So there's no reason for any restrictions. Let's be clear in that. I'm going to do a separate podcast on why I believe Boris Johnson didn't introduce tighter restrictions. So look out for that one. It's the one that's going to follow this one. But this one here, I wanted to talk about because of a change in the law in Northern Ireland, which you may not be aware of because the media has studiously ignored it. But let me tell you what the change in law is. And basically from now, you no longer have any exemption not to wear a face mask when in shopping centre or shops or such like indoor areas, as they talk about. And that is because just before Christmas, this was sneaked through by our malevolent chief medical officer, Michael McBride, rubber stamped by Robin Swan, the health minister, and then given the thumbs up by the utterly useless executive. Now, so hang on a second. How can this be? I mean, you're saying on your own site, David, you've got face mask exempt badges, but the new regs are saying that you can't be face mask exempt. No, that's not quite right. So let me just clarify this because some people have asked me what is the current status. So the current status is that the sort of the exemption not to wear a mask has been altered, but it's done in quite an evasive way. What they're basically saying is that unless you can provide a reason for not wearing a mask, and that reason is accepted by particular people, namely the police or particular COVID martial enforcers, then you could end up with a fine, you could end up being taken to court, and you could end up having to pay quite a bit of money for not wearing a mask. Now, here's where it gets interesting. This is where it gets spicy. The suggestion is that you do have to bring with you to the point of entry of, let's say, a shopping center. You need to bring with you evidence that you are exempt. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the badge that you will see if you watch the little video clip attaching this, accompanying this podcast, is that you are exempt under the 2010 Equalities Act, under the 1995 Disability Act, if you say you are exempt. That's it. There's no requirement to go and get a doctor's letter. There's no requirement to go and get anything beyond the fact that you believe that you do not have to wear a mask. That's it. Anyone who then says, well, okay, you say you're not. God, prove it. Well, first of all, that can't be, for example, the guy at the front of a Tesco or Sainsbury stores. It can't be that person. They have no such authority to demand that. Now, they could still refuse you entrance, of course. That's still possible. But then what you should do is you should film them and you should then hold them liable for essentially breaking the Equalities Act, for which there is a financial fine enforceable by the court and potentially the Equalities Commission. So that, but what if a police officer comes up to you and says, excuse me, sir, we've taken a few minutes away from fighting crime to stop people, the dirty mouth breeders who aren't wearing their masks. Why are you not wearing your mask, sir? Oh, that's because I'm exempt, sir, officer. Why am I? Oh, the officer says, well, can you tell me what your reason for exemption is? And then what you should politely say is, I don't have to tell you my reason for being face mask exempt beyond the fact that according to the law, I do not need to wear a face mask. That's it. End of story. Now, this change in regulations is going to cause a lot of people huge amounts of problems. I'm aware of people who, for example, have had sexual traumas, who may have been raped and such like, terrible things happen to them. And they're now essentially being asked to disclose that to potentially random strangers at the entrance to shops to get in. I mean, that's the dystopian world that we now face in Northern Ireland. This breach of the law, because it is a breach of the law as far as I'm concerned, didn't happen in Scotland, didn't happen in Wales, couldn't happen in England, but it's happened here. It's happened here. So basically, the pure bloods, because it's going to be really pure bloods this relates to, pure bloods are going to be told by the shopping centres and whatnot, well, you may say that you're a rape victim. You may say you've got trauma issues. You've got to prove it. Otherwise, you can't come in. Yeah, that's where we are, folks. Welcome to 1984, even though it's still 2021. That's the obscene world of the mask Nazi establishment. And as I say, this was driven, in my view, by the chief medical officer, who was annoyed about the fact that when he went out, he saw people, pure bloods, out not wearing their masks. Well, tough. You better get used to it, pal, because we're not stepping down. The law is on our side. If you want to have a go with us, see how you get on. But fundamentally, we are face mask exempt if we say and believe that we are face mask exempt. We do not have to disclose the reasons for that exemption beyond pointing out the fact that, yes, I am face mask exempt. I have reasons, you know, and if they then say, well, you have to get medical confirmation of such, that can't be done because GPs cannot disclose publicly private medical information. See how it works, folks? Do you see the absolute morass? This particular nasty, vindictive thing is going to have to change and change pretty quickly. Anyway, that's the first one on over and done with. Speak with you shortly.